The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearances say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she has, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So how are you celebrating Veterans Day today? This town loves its parades. And there will be a parade. There'll be a concert at 2:00. There's so much going on today that one person can't take it all in. It's to celebrate our veterans. The community chorus concert this afternoon is specifically to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the armistice of World War I. I'll be singing in that. Carol will be singing that. Great concert. Come check it out. But as I've been thinking about Veterans Day and Armistice Day, you know, the end of the war to end all wars, I've also been studying the Bible lessons that we have for today. And the one thing I want to do this morning that we won't be doing so much of this afternoon is talking about the widows. Our first lesson about the widow from Zarephath, who during a time of famine was down to her last morsel of food. And this cocky prophet comes to her door and says, "Make me a cake, or just a little one." Can you imagine what that would have been like to have nothing in your pantry but maybe a little bit of flour and oil? I can't even imagine having a pantry that sparse. Because my mother taught me to keep my pantry full. But this church feeds the hungry. We know there are people who don't have pantries full of food. We know there are people like this widow. And what is the purpose of this story? Or the story of the widow's mite, the widow who at the temple treasury put in a couple chips of copper, all that she had. Well, the Bible talks about widows 126 times. And so that makes it important for us to pause, to think about them. World War I had 40 million casualties, roughly. 20 million death, 20 million wounded. Half of the deaths were civilians. Some of you know the story. I've been thinking about this, talking about this weekend among friends. My grandpa was a World War I veteran. He was a German from Russia. So for about 100, he's always been of German descent. For about 100 years, he lived in Russia. Catherine the Great enticed German farmers to come work the steppes of Russia. And so our family was in Russia for some generations. And then in 1914, my grandfather came to America. In 1917, he fought with the Americans in World War I to prove that he was American and not German. He came back from the war. He was one of the lucky ones. But during the war, he was also hit with mustard gas. So the effects of that horrible gas took a long, slow toll on his respiratory system and didn't kill him until after he and Grandma had 7 kids. And then he left her a widow. My dad was the oldest boy in that family, so he got to take care of his 6 siblings, a farm, and Grandma. That was the effect of the war to end all wars on my family. And I wish now that I had a chance to go back and talk to my grandmother about that, because I was too young and naive to ask good questions when she was still around. But war makes widows. War makes things worse for widows. God has a special attentiveness to widows. Isn't it interesting that there are stories like these in the Bible, in the story of Ruth and her mother-in-law, and the commendations to us to care for, and these are always in pairs, to care for widows and orphans, to care for those who have lost their familial support. God has a preferential care for widows and for all those who feel left apart, left behind, left out. So as we commend our veterans today, let's also pause and think about the widows and the widowers and all of those who feel alone. Let us also look toward the hope of the gospel for God's providential care. These stories lift us all up. You see, the widow's mite. The church in that time was already commissioned to care for widows. But here was this widow putting all she had a gift back to God. She was an example. Nobody else noticed her, but Jesus did. The story of the widow at Zarephath. This woman and her son were about to die. The prophet didn't come to her house because he knew she had much. The prophet was sent to her house to show what God can do. Sometimes when we think we have nothing, whether it's our energies, our resources, or whatever, sometimes when we think we have nothing, that's the time when God steps in and says, "Hey, let me show you what I can do now." Have you had those times? I know our family has. We don't notice them when we're in times of abundance or when we're able to just kind of cruise through life. But when our earthly supports get stripped away, we can see God so much more clearly. Not that we want those earthly supports to get stripped away, but if that's the only way God can get our attention, it's not all bad. The psalmist writes, "Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever." Remember that. God is always good on God's promises. "Who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the captive free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever." God is always good on God's promises. Take that with you this week. There's always challenges in front of us, but God is always good on God's promises. Amen.